Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. The Republic of Korea wishes to build on the very fruitful general debate yesterday, during which we were able to reaffirm the growing convergence in several areas. Two points in particular stand out in our view. First and foremost is the shared sense of urgency to reach an agreement on effective international norms to regulate the use of lethal autonomous weapons systems. As we pointed out, laws have the potential to transform warfare, and those days may not be far away. We are already witnessing military drones and unmanned aerial vehicles presumed to have autonomous capabilities flying over the battlefield. In light of these pressing circumstances, and in light of the reality that a consensual agreement on a legally binding instrument is not in immediate reach, we are concerned that a vacuum of norms in this critical domain could bring damaging repercussions, perhaps beyond anticipation. This is precisely what we wished to avoid when we first gathered several years ago. In this connection, the two-tiered approach provides more realistic and programmatic prescriptions in tackling the urgent needs to regulate the use of laws. Secondly, there were no arguments against the fact that the international humanitarian law fully applies to all weapons systems. However, when it comes to laws, we need to be mindful that relevant technologies are fast evolving, perhaps beyond the full grasp of policymakers and other practitioners. In other words, as is done in domestic legislations on matters that require authoritative interpretation of existing law, it would be necessary to come to an international agreement on what we all specifically mean when we say that the IHL applies during the development, deployment, and utilization phases of the laws. The CCW provides for this approach of banning certain weapons while regulating others. This is one of many reasons why the CCW is the most appropriate venue for continuing our deliberations on laws. The draft articles jointly presented by the United States, Australia, Canada, Japan, the United Kingdom, and my own country is such an attempt. To highlight, Article 1 specifies that autonomous weapons systems must not be designed to target civilians or civilian objects. Articles 3 to 5 offer specific regulatory measures that need to be taken to ensure compatibility with the IHL, namely the cardinal principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions. The Republic of Korea is of the view that a focused discussion on specifying measures to regulate laws in compliance with the IHL based on two-tier approach will provide for a solid, logical basis for substantive growth on all other topics at hand, including meaningful human control, responsibility and accountability, etc. With these remarks, my delegation looks forward to valuable feedback on the joint working paper, as well as continued practical discussions on drawing up important convergence on IHL application. I thank you, Mr. Chair.